I don't have, thank God I don't have my cam on. Then it would just be too much baldness.
All right, let's get this thing started.
Yes.
There's one set for stun.
Three guys sitting in a dark room that smells like bad cucumbers.
Don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
Inconceivable!
Now featuring 11, 11 listeners.
This is me.
You
slimy scumbag, get on your face and give me 25.
This is the Unique Geek.
And welcome to another issue of The Unique Geek. I am your host, John, and with me on this fine, fine number 98 podcast, that's only 2 to 100, but really it's more than 100 because we're not counting all the other doodads we've done in the past. With me on the phone is the original Unique Geek, the one, the only, T-O-U-G, I think, the original Unique, yeah, that's right, Ed. Ed, how you doing?
Hey, hey, hey. I'm doing fine.
Besides channeling Rerun.
I also thought it was Foxy, was it Foxy Brown or whatever it is? What's the Drawn Together? Did you guys see that show, Drawn Together? Comedy Central?
Yes.
I don't remember much of it. I don't know that's any better.
Oh, it is.
Also joining me on the call is, you just heard him, the technophile himself, Serv. Serv, how you doing?
I'm well. How are you?
Great, thanks. For coming back for his first appearance in what, like five episodes, I guess? Five issues? Shag, how you doing?
The irredeemable Shag is doing well. How are you?
And he's cutting out, in and out.
Yep, still cutting out.
Yeah, that's him. That figures. He's irredeemable.
Do you wanna drop me and I'll come back?
Oh, I would love to drop you. But we also want to keep you here.
Aww.
Miss you, Shag. And
hate you.
And to Shag. Well, hey, Shag, why don't you introduce our last guest?
The most dangerous man in podcasting. It's Kerry.
Good evening.
Anyway, so yes, we're gathered here in the sanctum, I suppose, to discuss.
I'm not in your scrotum. What are you talking about?
I said sanctum. Thank you very much. You were in my scrotum once. Once you were.
We swore never to speak of that again.
That's okay,
or
son.
Or to the rooms at DragonCon.
And now we know why Carrie's not going. The real reason why Carrie's not going.
Because I just don't need to choke a bitch right now.
But a chicken, on the other hand, does need some choking. All right, so we're here. We're gathered here. Ed, why are we gathered here? You called this meeting.
We are here to discuss your banishment from the Unique Geek.
We're going to send you into the negative zone.
Oh, that's sad. We did it. The last podcast we discussed summer movies, and I guess this time we're going to discuss the summer season.
Well, spring, I guess.
Spring, summer.
If we're talking about the season ending. I mean, we're getting close to season ending on a lot of the shows. I think there's only a couple left.
What is left?
I think the event was tonight.
Isn't it?
Does anyone care about that?
Some crickets.
Is anybody watching the event?
I was for a while, and I got bored. I saw probably the first six episodes. And just I got bored.
A resounding endorsement.
Which explains why NBC announced that it is canceled.
Yeah.
So not only is this the season finale, it's the series finale coming up this week, I guess. By the way, we are recording this on the 23rd of May. So when you hear this in January, when it actually gets posted, that's January of 2012.
Or 13.
Maybe 13. If you're lucky, it doesn't fall to the wayside like 95 did.
95? There's an issue 90?
No, there is no such thing. We don't speak of that issue.
Must be a hidden secret issue somewhere.
So you mentioned the event. Let's go around the horn real quick and see what everyone has been watching this past season anyway, because we haven't really talked too much about it. Let's start with you, Shag. What have you been watching this season?
Well, it's been a very active year for me with television. This past year, I have been watching Pew. New season just started. We've had 4 or 5 episodes.
And did you say Pew?
Yeah, we only got half of that.
Yeah, Doctor Who. Been watching Doctor Who lately. They've
speaking
got 4 or 5
your mic.
Episodes. All right. Breaking the fourth wall. Seriously, let me.
I'm going to go ahead and drop Shag, and we'll have him. Bad connection. We'll not have him call back. I mean, we'll have him call back.
Wow.
Let's see. Remove from context. Remove person from this group. This is
the best part was it really did sound like he was watching Pooh.
He could be watching Dr. Pooh.
I didn't hear anything about a doctor. Although, in my... Well, John, you know how I feel about that.
So let's invite him back into the conference and see if this is any better. If he's there. Mm-hmm.
Call failed.
Call failure. Okay, well, let's start with you, Ed, then. What have you been watching this past season?
Let's see. Fancy? Chuck... actually,
really?
I think that season, they finished it. I haven't seen the season finale yet.
It's season 4, year 4, right?
Yeah.
NBC has announced that...
it is coming back, right?
Yes, that it is coming back for its last season.
Which is actually, I mean, to be honest, I love this. Well, I used to love the show. I'm still sticking with it, and I kind of, believe it or not, I'm actually a little bit upset that it is coming back just because... It's not as good as it used to, and it's only I don't know. It could get worse. If it could get any worse, I don't know. But I'm a little disappointed that they're actually bringing it back.
Well, I think they kind of want to. I stopped watching after season 3 myself because I did get kind of bored with it.
Yeah, season three was pretty bad,
and
4 wasn't any better.
I think they just want to wrap up the whole thing just to make sure it. You know, has an ending. Plus, you know, they want to avoid a whole, you know, backlash like they got the last time and just want to get it over with. Plus, you know, actually, I was reading on the, reading that for NBC, now remember, it's the fourth place network right now. For NBC, it's actually doing fairly well.
Really?
It's pulling decent numbers for NBC, especially given that, what it's up against, which is one of, Serve's favorite shows.
Absolutely.
What else have you been watching?
SGU, which I was really, really upset that they canceled it. I mean, the first season was just okay. And actually was kind of entertaining. But season 2 just got so much better. And I was really, really upset as well as I seeing a lot of the other fans are really upset that they are canceling it, not continuing on with the series. Is that Shag wanting to come back on?
No, he's already on the call. He's
okay.
He didn't need to tell.
Lurking.
He didn't
so
need
we
to
were
tell
just we were just talking about SGU. Shag, were you watching that?
Well, I was an avid watcher in season 1. And just to finish what I was trying to say a minute ago, I might give you a bit of a picture where I fall in these shows. A very active year for watching TV. I've watched all the Doctor Who's, all 5 of them have been on, and a whole lot of iCarly. Yeah, that's about been my life.
iCarly, really?
Yeah, it's a good show. But I looked at the list of all of our shows we're going to be talking about, haven't seen a one of them.
You haven't been watching Chuck?
I haven't been watching Chuck. I haven't been watching V. I've been watching...
Well, no one watched V. That's,
yeah,
again, why it's canceled.
With V.
No.
I mean, all these shows, I legitimately love them, and I just haven't seen any of them. So I'm here pretty much for pithy comments tonight. But I am very bummed that SGU got canceled. I'm pretty pissed about it. I heard season 2 was even better than season 1.
Yeah, that's what I was just saying. Yeah.
Great, because season 1 was really good in and of itself, other than the fact that the long-haired sort of British guy started seeing an invisible woman kind of comparison to SG for a while there. But anyway... I don't know if you drew that analogy or not.
No, he didn't.
Okay.
He doesn't like to talk about hair.
I don't like hair at all.
Well, apparently most men on this podcast don't.
Not by choice. Some of us by choice.
Hair, it just doesn't like me.
What about you, Carrie? What have you been watching?
Probably nothing on anyone else's list.
I wasn't finished.
Oh, I'm sorry, Ed. You keep going.
I wasn't finished.
Oh my God.
Actually, it actually has been a pretty active year as far as watching TV. You see, I've been watching The Big Bang Theory, which is probably one of the best TV shows right now on.
Wrong.
Let's see. Of course, Doctor Who, as we mentioned. Being Human, the UK version, was absolutely fantastic this past season. Probably I think it finished up season 3, and it's definitely the best season so far. Fringe, which that's, I don't know, I've kind of, I think I'm, I don't know why I'm staying with that show. That one's like really gone way, way over. I don't know why I'm watching that one anymore. And a new one that just started in the spring, Breaking In on Fox with Christian Slater.
And you know what? I love that show. I'm sure you do too.
I do. I absolutely love it.
And it's been canceled.
It's
on Fox.
They didn't even get it a chance, but I knew it was going to happen. No. I knew they were going to cancel it.
No, because you know it.
Wait a minute. Christian Slater?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And some Lie to Me or Lies or
no.
Show just last year?
He had a different detective show, yeah.
Shit.
That got canceled. That was on NBC.
Christian's Fox.
No, his old show was on NBC. And then he started doing Breaking In, which has one of my favorite actors that I've seen in on television lately, which is Brett Harrison, who played the computer hacker guy.
Yeah.
He was also on Reaper, and he was also in The Loop, and all of those have been canceled, but they've been really good, really smart, different shows. And unfortunately, you know, Breaking In wasn't necessarily that different. I mean, it was kind of, it was formulaic, but it had some nice characters. They weren't your typical characters, so.
A lot of great Greek geek references.
Oh, great. Dragon Con was mentioned on that show.
Yeah, exactly. Definitely, if you can, I highly recommend watching it. They have the episodes on Hulu, and I highly recommend watching it. It's a very fun show. Mm-hmm. Half hour, I guess you could consider it a sitcom. I don't know, not really a sitcom. It is a comedy. But it's a blast. I had a fun watching it. I'm done.
Was that it? Carrie, what about you?
Probably the geekiest thing that I've been watching recently was I've been trying to catch up on episodes of The IT Crowd on Netflix. One of the downsides of cutting the cord is it makes your TV watching a more conscious act. You can't just turn it on and watch episodes. You have to consciously decide, I want to watch this show. So
that's right. I forgot you cut the cord.
Yes, I did.
Wow.
And it's something I wish I'd done a while back.
Hey, Serve. Yeah. Love your mic. Just don't love your mic.
All right.
Anyway, Carrie, you're saying?
Beyond that, I got a TiVo as well, just for over-the-air broadcast. And, you know, watch the typical things. Law & Order, House. I'm hopelessly addicted to Glee. But a lot of the other things like Stargate, V, and any of those others, I've tried to watch several of them, and I just can't get into them. Same with Smallville. Can't do it.
Well, you don't have to now. Mm-hmm. Smallville is over, too. Anybody watch the ending of
Didn't
Smallville
bother.
At all?
I saw Nerdgasm online.
Oh, yeah.
Watching the end of Smallville. That's the extent of what I've watched this season.
What do you mean, Nerdgasm?
Oh, you didn't see the video I posted?
Oh, no, I missed it.
Dude, it had to be mock or fake. It was crazy weird.
Now, did he fly at the end? Does anybody know?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, he flew. He put on the Superman suit, the whole shebang.
Oh, did he? Really?
Yep.
Nice. All right.
And he, like, threw Apocalypse, like, out of Earth's orbit, apparently.
Apocalypse was there?
It's a planet, not a person.
No. I hear Marvel, you.
Do with me, Thor. You're getting your Marvel and your DC mixed up.
No,
I need to understand your differences. I'm a Delta Flake.
No, I understand, but they actually left the planet.
No.
No.
Near as I could tell, it looked like Apocalypse. The planet was actually coming like it was going to smash into the earth or something.
Oh.
Because, you know, I hate it when that happens. Ruins my Thursdays.
Yeah, because nothing else would have deterred it then. Yeah, anyway. All right, so Carrie, you done it. What about you, sir? What are you?
I watch Big Bang Theory, which I still think is one of the best shows on TV.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
Why isn't it?
It's stupid. It's about two steps up from Two and a Half Men.
It's crap.
Well, hey, just because you guys are wrong, that's not my fault.
Yeah.
It's passively entertaining.
It hits a little too close to home, okay?
I feel it makes fun of us, as opposed to being one of us.
It openly mocks us, not in a kind, endearing way. Like, Chuck mocks us in a fun, endearing way. Big Bang Theory just goes for the gut and goes for the joke.
Yeah, so why would you want to endorse something that is so... continues to, you know, feed into the stereotypes. Why do you hate geeks so much, Shag?
Huh?
Well said.
Okay.
I think you meant Serv. Serv's the one that likes the show.
Oh, I mean, sorry. Yeah, you're right. Ed.
Yeah. Ed. I'm just sitting here taking it all in, loving it. I'm like, dude, he completely fucked up.
I did. Christ. I'm like on the wrong side of this argument. Wait a minute.
Yeah, Shaq, why do you hate geeks so much? You hate geeks so much, you'd probably watch Big Bang Theory, you fucking hater.
Serv and Ed just don't...
I think that's all I need to say on the subject, in fact.
I think they don't consider themselves full-blown geeks, and that's why they're willing to enjoy watching our people get mocked so viciously.
Get to the back of the bus, asshole.
Jocks up in the front? Is that what it is?
And Jackson.
Back, nerd.
I thought we're not just the back.
The back of the bus was the cool place. The nerd sat up front.
Yeah.
We're in the same city, dumb shit. What the hell's wrong with you?
Well, you know, there was this thing called, you know, civil rights and the civil rights movement. I thought maybe you might. Oh, that's right.
What else are you watching, Serv? Or should I say Shag?
Yeah, no shit. Family Guy. I still watch Family Guy and enjoy Family Guy quite a bit.
Now, did you guys catch the final Return of the Jedi spoof?
I actually have that one. It came out at Christmas time.
Yeah. They played it last night though on broadcast, which is completely different than the
yeah,
disc.
They cut it up.
Oh, you have to, because the disc is just vile. But no, they did a great job. I think that Family Guy did a great job with all three of those.
I agree. I would definitely agree with that.
One of the best lines in that is, you know, the screwed up thing about this is that we've already done this once. When they're sitting in the briefing saying how they're going to attack the Death Star. It's like,
right.
Haven't we been here already? What are we doing?
So which was better, would you say? Family Guy Star Wars or Robot Chicken Star Wars?
They're not the same thing.
Why do you hate Seth Green so much?
I know, I'm just asking. It's not a mean question. I'm just curious what you like preferred.
It's from Family Guy.
I hate Seth Green because he's redoing the Flintstones.
No, that's Seth MacFarlane.
That's MacFarlane.
Him too.
Anybody named Seth, really. That's what it boils down to.
Two of them, Seth Rogen, he's an asshole.
Mm-hmm. He did Green Hornet, but enough said.
I would say Robot Chicken and... The Blue Harvest, something, and now it's a trap. They're just different. Mm-hmm. I mean, Robot Chicken's making more fun and, you know, kind of playing to the geek angle.
Mm-hmm.
The others are literally just taking the movies and turning them into a cartoon with funny bits in it.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, I mean, it's really different stuff, but...
All right,
I mean,
I'll try again.
I enjoy... Okay, go ahead.
Well, no, you can finish your sentence. I'll allow it.
Well,
thanks,
nice?
Shag.
No shit. Shows up once every 8 months, and
well, then leave, Shag. Just get off. Goodbye.
It's gonna
That's
show up.
Why.
I will echo the sentiment that out of all of my, I enjoy Robot Chicken the most. It has the to at least to me the most creativity to it.
Yeah, I mean it's just in a different vein. And I mean, there's things that, well, there's some things in Robot Chicken that completely make fun of geeks too. So, you know,
you can kind of say Robot Chicken is more closer to like a sketch comedy type thing with with animatronic or claymation, whatever you call it.
Action figures and stop action figures, or stop motion.
Yeah. But it's but it's basically sketch comedy is what it is.
Well, all right, then I'm going to throw your next question at you, sir. All right, since you described the way Family Guy plays out, all right, Family Guy Star Wars versus Muppet Babies Star Wars.
I don't remember Muppet
Babies. Oh, you got to go Muppet Babies Star Wars.
The Muppet Babies are an abomination and must be stopped.
Really? No, Muppet Babies must propagate.
They were good stuff.
Muppet Amoebas.
All right. Moving on.
I don't remember it, so can't give you any answer there.
What else are you watching, Serve? Anything?
Deadliest Catch, but I don't think that counts here.
Really? Is Deadliest Catch still in the air?
Yeah.
At some point, you stop getting bored with it. Start getting bored with it.
Coming. So I think I'm still just kind of watching for something bad to happen.
There's nothing wrong with that show. Nothing wrong with talking about that on a geek podcast either. That's a phenomenal show. It's like they run those 14-hour marathons, and you accidentally surpass it, and the next thing you know, it's Tuesday. What the hell? It's an addictive show.
It was Monday afternoon in this scenario, right? Because it was a 14-hour marathon.
Right, good. So you're watching, Serve, like the first run episodes, or are you watching like marathons?
The first runs.
Cool. They made a big deal about all the guys that died. Like two of them died, didn't they?
Well, one of the captains died last season. He has two kids that are trying to make it with the boat now. So
how are they doing with that? They're doing
not well, actually. at least the way that it's been cut. You know, and edited so far.
It turns out the captain actually does have something to do.
Knew where to find Crab.
He just isn't sitting up there doing nothing.
Right.
Not a Swedish guy is all up in their shit.
Oh, yeah. He's always yelling at him.
The Swedish chef? Is that what you said?
Yeah, that's exactly what we said. Stupid babies.
All right. So, Shag, we cut you off earlier. What you got going on?
Well, we didn't cut off. I just kept interrupting Serve, really. Carrie brought up Netflix. I completely forgot. There's actually some stuff I have been watching on Netflix. Been watching Better Off Ted. Absolutely love that show. It's gone now. You know, it's not on first run anymore, but it's you've got the two existing seasons from ABC on Netflix, and that show is hysterical, and it's really chock full of geek stuff.
Yeah, see, if you had listened to me when I made the suggestion to start watching it, back when it was on the air, maybe it would still be around, but no.
Yep,
it's all right.
Well, it's the same time you're trying to get us to watch Pushing Daisies, and I've tried that. And
Pushing Daisies is awesome.
Oh, that was a great show.
And I just finished Pushing Daisies on Netflix.
Yeah, Shag.
And Serve, what was your? Did you finish it? You said.
Yeah, Jen and I, we just got all the discs on Netflix, and we just rewatched the entire show.
It was streaming. Why did you get the discs?
Because neither of us have a screen that we'd be able to stream with and watch it. Oh, we both have old TVs.
All right.
So now that you finished it, what's your take on that show?
Well, I remember I had seen about half of them on first runs, but I didn't catch them all the time. So the final episode, boy, you could tell they were a little bit surprised that they weren't going to be on TV anymore, because literally in the last episode, they wrapped the whole damn thing up.
Yep.
It was just an admission. Yeah, they're not going to let us take this any further, so let's just let you know what happened.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, well, we might... Okay, yeah, they just told us we got nothing. We got about $70,000 in the budget to pay everybody for about a 60-second spot, so go.
Loved. I've seen a little bit of it. I love the Jim Dale audio on that.
Oh, yes.
He, for those who don't listen to him, he does the Harry Potter audiobooks too.
Yes.
And he's excellent, absolutely excellent. He won the equivalent of like a British Grammy being the Harry Potter books. He's so good.
Grammy? That's the equivalent of gummy bear or something.
That's like a Nickelodeon Award or something, right?
don't know.
No, he's
shitload more viewers than Great Britain.
Anyway, he's amazing.
You're watching iCarly.
Exactly.
Speaking of things that not that many people know about that are awesome, has anyone seen that the new Sherlock Holmes has been approved for another run?
I have heard nothing but good things about it. It's by Stephen Moffat, the guy doing it.
Yes.
It's very, very,
absolutely
very good.
Fantastic.
It is on Netflix.
Both of the actors that play Sherlock Holmes and Watson will be in The Hobbit.
Okay. Nice. Wait, John, you said it's on Netflix already?
Yeah, it's on Netflix streaming.
Streaming?
Yep.
If you're enjoying Sherlock Holmes, you probably want to try Jekyll. I don't know if you've tried that yet.
I have not.
But again, by Stephen Moffat, and it's doing the Jekyll and Hyde thing, and it got rave reviews as well. And I believe that's on Netflix
as
well.
Because that it is an absolutely fantastic show.
Hmm. I know both the lead actor from Sherlock Holmes and Matt Smith were both up for BAFTA Award, which is their equivalent of the Emmy, for Best Actor. I don't think either one won it. I think someone else did. But that was impressive that both of them got nominated.
Anything else, Shag?
Better Off Ted, damn it. You should all watch it.
What about Doctor Who?
Doesn't do us any good now.
Are we ready for that? Is it time for that?
Hold on. Serve.
Well, I was going to plug one more show other than Doctor Who. Just started watching The League. I don't know if you guys have seen that or not.
Oh, yes, yes.
Never heard of it.
It's on Spike.
It's fun. You'd love a group of friends that do a fantasy football league. Oh, yeah. And, I mean, it's literally like watching us hang out sports rather than geek stuff.
Hang out and do what?
Everybody's cutting out left and right.
Yeah.
Hang out talking about sports. It's a fantasy football league. And the way they treat each other is just like the way we treat each other. They're totally shitty to everybody. They're nasty to each other, but they're friends. It's really great.
Huh.
Anybody watching Community?
Yes.
No.
No. I kind of wish I was.
Yeah. That's kind of where I am too. That I've seen one episode, and it was chock full of geek shit. They had a dedicated Dungeons and Dragons. It was a riot.
Oh, you saw that one? Okay, you need to go back and watch the podcast episode. I mean, the podcast episodes. That would be awesome.
The paintball
episodes have been brilliant.
Everyone talks about the paintball episodes. Yeah,
I'm gonna try.
Apparently, this show is.
Are they all on Hulu still? Maybe.
I don't know. They probably are.
I looked on Netflix, and they're not on Netflix. Well, no. They might be on Netflix DVD, but they're not on. Pisses me off because I really want to see them.
It's only one season. They just finished up the first season, right?
They finished it. No, they're on their third season now.
What?
Yeah.
What?
It's got, if you've never heard of it, it's got Chevy Chapman, and he's playing this total asshole. It's hilarious.
I've heard about it, but I've just gotten inclined to watch it. It'll probably be one of those that I watch late.
Really? Where have I been? It's the third season? Really?
Yes.
Yeah.
No, Ed. Actually, us and the internet are playing an elaborate prank right now. You're right. It's the first season.
Prank? It's all a prank?
Yeah. Yeah. That's right.
No, it is a absolutely brilliantly well written. It's my did anybody watch Moral Oral?
Once or twice, yeah.
Yeah.
What?
Moral Oral.
Adult Swim.
Adult Swim.
That is pretty funny.
One of the guys that's behind that was behind the creation of that is actually one of the guys who created Community and one of the writers on Community. In fact, if you have ever watched Community, Starburns is Dino Stafalamakos. You guys would probably know this. I think you guys went to the panel show, not last year but the year prior. Where Scott Adsit was talking about his partner that was raping him, and that was he was a mean drunk and blah blah blah. Well, he was talking about Dino, who is partners with the other guy, the Crade Community, essentially. But it's very well written. It's very Adult Swim esque. Written stuff, but more, you know, toned down a little bit more for commercial audiences. But it's a very sharp and well written show. Plus, it stars A guy that you wouldn't think. Guy. Yeah, a guy that you wouldn't think. The Soup, not Talk Soup.
Joe McHale.
Joe McHale, who brilliantly plays is very self-effacing on the show while also being very egotistical at the same time. So it's a really good ensemble cast. I couldn't recommend it any more than I already have.
So I mean, I guess I could. Getting really, really rave reviews, and everyone I hear talk about it, including like writers who write things for a living, say it's the best show NBC's got right now in their Thursday night lineup, which is saying a lot, because that's always their big spot there. You're gonna talk about The Office, John, and I'm just gonna keep talking over you because
no. I was gonna say 30 Rock is probably their best show on Thursday night.
See, that's what they said. They said 30 Rock has always been a show, but this one is just fresh. It's taking
fresher.
More chances.
Yeah.
And then 30 Rock's not taking – it's still a good show, but not taking as many chances as this one is. Now, bringing it a little full circle, was it Joe McHale? Is that his name?
Mm-hmm.
Ironically enough, he starred in the – for Carrie's benefit, he starred in the American of the IT Crowd, which did a pilot and quickly got dropped on its ass. It was apparently so bad, even though it's like – redo of the British first episode.
Really?
It's you will unless you've got magical powers, I don't think you'll find a copy there other than references to it. I don't know anyone that's been able to find a pilot yet. I'd love to see it though, because I hear it's just a total train wreck.
Oh, he was actually in Spider-Man 2 as well.
Huh?
He was Mr. Jax in Spider-Man 2.
Who the fuck's Mr. Jax?
I have no idea.
How about you, John?
Go ahead.
John, what geek shows are you watching?
You're right. He was in the IT Crowd. He played Roy.
Wow. Thanks, man. I totally didn't believe myself till then.
Huh. He was in Pushing Daisies. Oh, I think I did know that. I think I did know he was in Pushing Daisies.
Well, for the American IT Crowd, they got him. They got just some random hot blonde. And they got they actually got the plot guy who played not Roy.
Moss.
Just the other, Moss, yeah. The actual guy who played Moss in the British version came over to the States to do it.
He was also on Bill Nye the Science Guy at one point.
Oh, jeez.
In 1998, he was in Bill Nye the Science Guy. Wow.
And, that gets you all the geek credit you will ever need.
Oh, he was also in the Onion movie. He's been in some stuff that I didn't even know he was in. What, Lords of Dogtown? Huh. What? Okay, me? You really want the list of things that I've been watching?
Okay, we're going to refine these to geek shows, not still all the crap, I think that's other crap you watch.
Pretty much. Okay, Survivor.
Every show on television, John.
I know. Like,
I do. What? House. Let's see.
Okay, again, geek shows?
Yeah. House is good, but it's not geek.
All right.
I don't think House is good. House is such a... more. It's not worth shit.
You
it's
just
enjoyable.
No, not really.
Let's see, what geek shows am I watching faithfully? The ones that we haven't mentioned yet.
We can mention one already mentioned if you have commentary on them, like Chuck and V and all that.
You know, see, that's the thing. I was telling Ed, well, you had disappeared, that I just wasn't, I have not been watching Chuck since season 3. I just got bored with it.
Go ahead. What, John?
I got bored with it.
Yeah.
Well, I found out because, I quit watching it too. What you can do is if you go to YouTube and Google Yvonne Strahovski and Chuck, some nice dear fellow has taken all the like really sexy scenes of her and just laced them together as one big YouTube video. Like every so often they'll put like 6 episodes that just use the parts of her in underwear and stuff. You don't have to bother with the show. You just get to see her. It's nice.
Well, I like Zachary. Is that his name?
Yeah, Zachary Levi.
Yeah, as an actor, I think that
he's funny.
I think he's really good. And I thought that, by the way, I thought he did a brilliant job in Tangled.
Oh yeah. Agreed.
Which, by the way, was a well underrated film by Disney.
I agree wholeheartedly. Mm-hmm.
It's one of their finer films they've had. But then, of course, it was also because Laster's there now, so it's he's kind of taking the reins and everything. But anyway, we're talking about TV shows. Oh, God, I can't think of Chuck.
Here's how transparent Chuck was. Talking to a couple friends, and they're like, dude, you haven't watched any of it this season. So I'm like, no. And they said, you missed the ending. And I literally blurted out, did this happen? They're like, yeah, how'd you know that? It was just so predictable. The moment at the end, I just guessed, pulled it out of the air.
I watched The Cape, for what that's worth.
Really?
Yeah. I made it through 5 episodes. You'd be proud of me. Or maybe ashamed of me.
No, not proud at all.
Embarrassed to know you.
I think you beat me, too. I think I only made it through 3.
My wife said, this would be Batman if Batman didn't have any writers. And so she stopped watching it. Let's see.
Some sort of geek penance or something?
Yeah, I don't know. I thought I wanted to give it enough time.
It's geek karma.
To see if
he gets karma now.
Came out of it.
He gets XP and gold.
Crap, you know, I can't really think of anything.
Gold pieces.
Thank you.
Two damage. Anyway, I can't think of anything. We talked about Community. I do continue to watch The Office. I watch basically all of Fox's Animation Domination. Breaking In, which is canceled. A bunch of shows that were canceled is what I've been watching. I've been waiting for Eureka to come back.
July.
That's right. It comes back in July. I can't think of anything else that I've been watching faithfully this season that would be geek related. That is.
Well, I don't think the biggest discussion is the argument over how many truly worthy geek shows are there.
Actually, most of the ones that I watch are pretty geeky.
Yeah, I think there's a million geek shows out there, but your question is which ones are worthy. Is that your point?
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, granted, it's a matter of perspective, but are there that many geek shows that have truly wide appeal?
I mean, John and Sir will hit me for yelling this one, but Doctor Who I think has wide appeal. Universe was very good. I don't think it had wide appeal, though.
To answer the question you posted in the chat there, Shag, Eureka, I think, is on season 4.5. They do that weird thing where they break it up in the middle.
What does that mean? Because when we were at Dragon Con,
like Leverage comes back.
They'd already been into a chunk of season 4.
Right, and then but they didn't do a full season.
It was only 10 episodes in season 4.
Right, so like they'll release them in DVD form of 4.0.
But it's been like a year, rather than 6 months.
It's been ridiculous.
It's August of last.
You know,
year.
You know what I've been waiting for to come back, and it comes back finally in June, is Leverage, which I think is a geek show.
Never heard of it.
Really?
You've never heard of Leverage, or are you saying?
I haven't heard of it.
I've never heard of it.
I've heard of it, but why do you qualify that as a geek show? It's a heist show, right?
Well, it's a heist show, but
or
there's
con
a lot.
Show.
Yeah. But one of their lead guys is a complete uber nerd, and lots of geek references, lots of geek fun. I don't know. It just seems like it would be a geek show. I don't know. I guess I'm wrong. I'm sorry, Shag. Don't yell at me.
It's okay.
I was just trying to look up see what the most. Anybody? Okay, so let me run through this real quick. Anybody watching Supernatural?
No.
I tried to watch it. And
same here.
It just, I couldn't do it. It's.
But it's funny how I get, as far as that show is concerned, it even though it is kind of sci-fi-ish, I don't know, is it? I haven't really seen an episode, but it seems like most of the mainstream people watch it than us, you know, most of the, I guess, the norms, the muggles watch it. But people like us do not watch it. Because my entire family, which are, you know, they don't really get into the geek stuff, they love that show.
What about Bones? Would we qualify that as geek? Only from the standpoint that what's-his-nose was Angel, right?
I mean, you get Angel, and she's like a hot geek girl, but I mean, I think she's really hot, actually.
Ooh,
but
here's one.
Yeah,
Dr. Jen watches Bones.
I bet she does, sir. I bet she does. I'm sorry, Carrie.
What? I know Carrie's saying something good over there, and I can't hear what he's saying.
Go ahead, Carrie.
The guy that plays Angel looks like a grown-up Robert Pattinson. His face looks like a foot.
He does a little bit look like a Cro-Magnon man, doesn't he?
Oh, yeah, he's got that forehead. I think that's why he got the part of the vampire.
What about Game of Thrones? Anybody watching that?
Yes.
Don't have HBO.
That's not an impediment.
You can legally acquire it.
Legally, yeah. It is.
If there were a manner to legally acquire it without having to subscribe to some carrier to get HBO, I would do so. But in the meantime,
you go over to a friend's house and watch it there, right?
That's right.
Game of Thrones, that's not the Felicia Day fantasy show, right?
No.
Okay.
No, that's
she's doing some fantasy show right now too.
No, that's a completely different thing.
I was a bit skeptical when it first came out because I haven't read the series, but I have been very pleasantly surprised.
Now, I've heard nothing but good things about it.
Well, I did see like the 15-minute preview that was on HBO.com, and that was really good.
Yeah, but the preview doesn't clue you in to the vast quantity of naked women in the show. It's always a plus.
I am interested.
That is the Felicia Day project that Ed and I are working on. Vampire Diaries. Anybody watching this? No.
Shut up.
But see, are you serious?
But here's the thing. It's been renewed. But it's on CW, so I guess really, I mean.
Well, of course.
If it's a flagship show.
You're surprised.
Anything that a fucking vampire is going to do well. Fucking Teen Wolf. Oh, it's all crap that's going to do well.
Let's see. How I Met Your Mother is a show that I watch faithfully. Well, we consider that
I used to watch it, but I've kind of passed it.
Yeah. The thing is that if they don't reveal the mom soon, it's going to. I mean, we're in what, season 6 now? Come on. Let's see. Camelot. Anybody watching Camelot? I've watched the first 3 episodes of Camelot, and I've kind of given up on it.
Dude, you do watch a lot of TV. Holy cow.
Yeah. Well, I'm skipping over things that I do. Like, I watch Glee, like Gary does. See, I'm looking at the top 100. I think I watched 90 of these top 100 shows. No, Camelot is on Stars. And stars Joseph Fiennes as Merlin. Joseph Fiennes from, not Flashpoint, but the other one.
Fast Forward.
Fast Forward and the Shakespeare in Love flick.
Flash Forward was good, by the way. In the last year, I watched that whole series.
I actually enjoyed it, too.
Yeah, it's unfortunate that it was canceled.
Dr. Jen's watching Camelot.
Yeah, it's got a lot of naked women in it, too, Gary.
That's kind of the formula right now.
That's why shows like that on HBO or Stars or Max or whatever.
Game of Thrones should not be thought of simply as a show with lots of hot naked women in it. It's a good show with lots of hot naked women in it.
Yes. Camelot.
Is Stars like a paid HBO type network, or is it just a general?
Yeah.
Oh, it is. Yeah. Oh, okay.
Camelot.
That's where Torchwood's coming up.
Oh, yeah. Really? Mm-hmm. Camelot is sort of to counter Carrie's point. Camelot is an okay show with lots of hot naked women in it. So it's interesting. I'll spoiler alert right here. The way that they did the Lady in the Lake, you know how Arthur gets his sword. Merlin went and killed by accident the guy who created Excalibur. And then chased down his daughter and froze the lake, and then she died under the lake. So then he made up the story of Lady in the Lake gave him the sword, which was kind of an ingenious twist on that.
Was she naked?
No, it was a little girl. It was his daughter.
Great, thanks.
Wait a minute. So it's the girl of the lake, not the lady of the lake.
Then. Well, yes, that's true. So,
actually, lady's a title, so it could still be the lady.
Yeah, she stole the sword. He got the sword back from her, but she died underneath the ice. So, let's see.
The show that really kicked off this nudity, you know, awesome showness, is my understanding, is Spartacus.
Yeah,
and
I thought it was the vampire show. Is it True Blood?
True Blood.
I guess I could have. Yeah, that's been on a little bit longer, I believe.
Yeah,
but I was just bringing up Spartacus. Now I don't watch it, but I've heard the miniseries that everyone was kind of like about turned out to be incredible.
Oh yeah, Blood and Sand was fantastic. The second season that just finished up was Gods of the Arena. It was okay. As I understand it, Dr. Jen, she thought it was awesome, but I it was just okay. I really enjoyed Blood and Sand. I mean, that's definitely the season to check out.
I watched the first 4 and I kind of got sidetracked because apparently I should have, because the thing that was driving me is the first 4 episodes, every fight there is. You know, if a guy hits a guy in the arm, it has that 300 spattering blood thing. It's like, he punched him in the arm. Where's this massive spattering of blood come? But apparently they retired that after episode 4, so.
It's like the bat. Everything changed at that point.
It's like the bat.
Yeah, it's just everyone cutting out is making this episode really interesting.
Yeah, right. It's the Keep You Guessing podcast.
You want to talk about a couple of shows? Oh, Sanctuary. Anybody watch Sanctuary?
Sanctuary.
No. Seriously, that shit's still on?
That's what I was saying. That show was terrible in the second season. I watched the first two or three episodes of the second season. I just could not take anymore.
Every time I see a preview for Grey's Anatomy, I always say to my wife, that show's still on? We watched like the first season of that and then just, you know, gave up on it and that thing. Anyway.
Amanda Tapping is hot, but Sanctuary is a bad show.
Yeah.
What channel is Sanctuary even on?
Sci-Fi.
I'm really surprised it's still on.
I think that's part of your problem right there. It's on Sci-Fi.
You want to talk real quick?
Yeah, but SGU is good, and I don't understand why. That doesn't make any sense.
Because it can't be on Sci-Fi if it's good.
Yeah, well, pretty much that has to be the coffin nail in the Stargate franchise. I don't see, if you got a show that good, that's well received, that's only in the second season you kill it. I mean, there's MGM are fucking idiots. I'm sorry. Continually run the James Bond franchise into the ground. The only things they have that make money. What is their fucking problem? How is it to make something good when you have a good basis and a good fan base already?
That's fucking Paramount. They drove that into the ground. You're only saying it's okay now because it's been off the air long enough that it hasn't been run into the ground so freshly in your memory.
Enterprise, though, the whole time it was on. Their last endeavor. Voyager was shit.
Voyager?
Uh-huh. Voyager was shit.
Okay.
They got
Enterprise was just as bad as Voyager. Just because you didn't doesn't mean that you're most people.
Enterprise was worse.
There you go,
Shaq. Oh, my God. You're so wrong.
Just because it had Quantum Leap doesn't mean that it was fucking awesome.
Speaking of which, Quantum Leap's on Netflix, by the way, and I watched a couple of the mythology building episodes the other night. Man, what a show that was.
It's still a good show. It really is fun to watch.
I watched an episode with my kids. It held their interest.
Yep.
Okay, you want to talk about a couple of shows that are coming out that might be
interest?
When are
we talk about Doctor Who?
What were we going to say?
We did. Got your fucking Doctor Who moment.
But you said Dr. Pooh.
Which John and I thought was synonymous, but apparently isn't.
Anybody excited about Alcatraz?
What is that?
The fuck is that?
It stars J.J. Abrams' project.
It stars J.J. Abrams' project?
That's the one. It's kind of like they jump through forward in time or something like that.
It's the 4400, but it's 4.
Exactly. Something like that. No. That's what you're thinking of is Terra Nova, I believe.
No. Alcatraz is apparently the show is that they disappear back in when Alcatraz was open, and they end up coming forward in time.
It's like the 4400, but 4 and in reverse.
Yes. That's how I understood it.
And it has stars. What's his nose from Lost?
Oh dear God! Seriously?
The
only actors he's ever Jorge. Met are the people from Lost.
No. Jorge.
Garcia.
Jorge Garcia. Thank you. So there's that. I didn't look up the description. What about Grimm, which supposedly is supposed to be the Fables of
TV series,
yeah.
That's Once Upon a Time.
Is it? Well, that was before, though. That was already out, wasn't it?
Well, Once Upon a Time is the ABC show that looks like, you know, all based on Fable stuff. And I guess what happened was in 2008 when they were negotiating to Fables, clearly it must have fell apart. And so ABC said, we'll build our own fucking show.
Well, because here's a synopsis for Grimm. It's a cop drama that incorporates stories from Grimm's fairy tales. A cop named Nick starts seeing humans as animals and wants to protect society from them.
Something different.
Okay.
Well, yeah. What about Warehouse 13 starts in July?
Anybody? I heard they're talking about giving Jules Verne a spinoff.
H.G. Wells, actually. But she died. That's what I don't understand.
Yeah, because death is so permanent on TV.
It is, damn it.
Especially when a character's popular.
There is a Terra Nova, which is on Fox.
That movie, that show has, I don't know.
It's on Fox.
It's not going to last.
That's Steven Spielberg's project, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
Spielberg, The Falling Skies. That looks good.
No. Oh, that does look good.
Wait, but
that's the summer.
That's a different one, though, isn't it?
It is a different one.
It's on TNT.
Spielberg, and you were kind of boring me, so I thought I'd bring up something interesting. Falling Skies with Noah Wiley, and it's a 10-part series.
You're pretty special.
Thanks. And I read some of the promotional material behind it they sent me, and it looks really good.
It does look good. I've seen was watching Thor at Regal Cinema, and they were showing clips of it just before that when you're waiting. Mm-hmm. And it actually looks really good. And I think it starts in June.
It's soon, yeah.
Did you get the little beeper thing at Regal Cinemas?
Nah.
Huh?
Yeah, there's a beeper that you can get if you're a card holder. I think it was Ron that explained this, right? If you're one of their card holders, like their frequent movie watcher card. By the way, AMC suck it with your Stubbs program. Anyway,
yeah, fuck them.
You can ask for a beeper, like this little beeper that they give you. One button is to report someone that's talking or on their cell phone.
Another button's like air conditioning problems. Another button's like film sound problems.
And
without having to leave seat.
Right, and the last one is like a blowjob or something.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
We just earned our TV PG. Let's see. Yeah, you're right.
Believe me, during Thor, I could have used that fucking button because the people behind me shut the fuck up. I haven't had a problem in like that in a movie theater in like 10 years.
Were you at AMC?
Yeah, I was.
Oh, okay. Wow. You should have gone and reported him. What about Wizards of Waverly Place? Anybody watching that?
Nope.
No. Sucks. believe me, I've had to watch it, but it sucks.
Let's see.
Phineas and Ferb? Brilliant cartoon.
Phineas and Ferb is awesome.
You guys, you're probably like, whatever, but that show is fucking hysterical.
That is literally written by geeks for geeks.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, they don't throw geek references in, per se, but it's just...
They do.
They do? Like what?
Oh, they have. I mean, they did that whole thing that was at the Dragon Con. Was that a Dragon Con?
Oh yeah, they were at a nerd convention.
Right? Yeah, with Kevin Smith was on there, and so was Kevin Smith did a voice on it, and who was the other one? I think I'll have to look it up. But no, they've thrown geek references in there hundreds and thousands of times.
Wow, hundreds of thousands of times.
Yes, and there's only like 12 episodes. No, I'm just kidding.
It's a really fun cartoon, guys. It really is.
And Big Bang Theories.
Big Bang what? Theory is exactly. That's right. Perfect.
Mm-hmm.
You got cut off there, Serve.
Yeah, there's a reason.
Anywho, go ahead and talk about Doctor Who.
Now.
Yes.
May anyone talk about Doctor Who now?
I said yes.
If I could understand.
You have 2 minutes. Go.
Ed, Doctor Who, season 6, good or bad?
I'm absolutely loving it. I'm thinking it's better so far than even though there's only been, what, 2-3 episodes now?
I think we just had our fourth.
It's better than last season altogether.
Really?
I think so. I've really been enjoying it.
Liked it. I thought the first two episodes were really good. I don't know that they were a great introduction for people. Like
it's not. They already said, you know, it's not. They actually said I actually read quite a few articles that says if you are new to Doctor Who, these are episodes you'll probably want to skip.
Yeah, and also there, some people are saying it's a little too scary for the market they're hitting now. They're targeting. Like, I know my stepson would absolutely shit himself if he were to watch those first episodes. They're pretty scary.
Huh.
Then the Neil Gaiman episode
was awesome.
Neil Gaiman, Riddler, you're breaking Sandman. Up. It was so fucking good.
Yes, it was absolutely brilliant. I really absolutely loved that episode.
Pick up the pace.
Shut up, man.
No, your time's almost up.
I don't care. Actually, Ed, we're on our fifth episode, actually.
This coming Saturday.
No, this coming Saturday was the fifth episode because you had the two-parter, that one-off episode about some damn thing, and then we had the doctor's wife, then we had the Rebel Flesh.
Oh, yeah, I haven't seen that one yet. I haven't seen the last episode yet.
Okay. Well, the Rebel Flesh, it was okay. It wasn't horrible by any means, but it wasn't as compelling as the other ones. So let's do some quick speculation, since John said he'll be right back anyway.
Done.
John stepped away, so we're speculating now.
I'm back.
So the little girl, Ed. Who's the little girl?
I have to sting up.
That's Amy's daughter.
Think so?
Yeah.
I think that's who they want us to think. I think it's River Song. Or
River Song.
It could be River Song, or it's a newborn TARDIS.
Nah, I don't like that theory. Come on.
TARDISes get born?
Well, there's no TARDISes left.
Don't ask them.
There's no TARDISes left in the universe, and they're making a big deal about that. And the little child exhibited glowing energy that we've only ever seen come out of the Doctor and the TARDIS. So she's either a Time Lord, or she's got some timey-wimey thing going on, or she's a TARDIS.
Huh.
All right, well, that's your time, Shag.
You got an extra minute. Don't go crying.
What are the greatest shows in the world, and you're doing this to us? Okay.
The what? I don't know why I'm asking.
You broke up, Shag.
Thank God.
Whatever.
Repeat it, Shag.
One of the highest rated shows in the world, and he's doing this to us.
All right.
Just like you said, there's no accounting for taste. Lots of people have bad taste. What shows on TV?
All right. Anyway, let's wrap this thing up. All right. So going around the horn real quick, Ed, where can people find you?
About.me/Edward Crosby.
What about on Twitter? Where are they going to find you on Twitter?
What?
Do you have a Twitter account?
Yeah, it's right there on about.me/Edward Crosby. Jeez.
Gosh.
Are you on Facebook?
Hell no.
Carrie, how about you?
You can find me on Twitter at CW Preston. And
whoa!
Yeah.
You're on Twitter now?
I am. Not very often, but I am.
That's, you know what's going to happen is if you stop posting to our listserv, you're going to post to Twitter and just become a social media god.
No, I still gravitate towards the listserv.
Where can they find the listserv, Carrie?
But I'm also occasionally a contributing writer for the blog iPad and Gravy, bringing two of our favorite things together that probably shouldn't be.
That's iPadandGravy.com, right?
In, apostrophe N.
Oh, apostrophe N. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, Shag, where can they find you?
I'm, of course, on the Unique Geek listserv. You can find me on Twitter at Once Upon a Geek. You can find me on Facebook. You can find me on my own blog, onceuponageek.com. But mostly you'll find me on firestormfan.com.
All right, how about you, Serv?
I'm at the listserv.
It's named after you, so.
It is.
It serves.
The memorial listserv.
That's at listserv.theuniquegeek.com is the best way to get there. Of course, me, you can find me on The Unique Geek and pretty much on Weekend Justice every week. I am John Boutel on Twitter. So at John Boutel, JonBoutelle. Until next time, folks. Peace. And we're out of here.
This has been a production of The Unique Geek. To leave a comment or suggestion, call us at 833-210-TUG or email us at thegeeks@theuniquegeek.com. Follow The Geeks on Twitter @TheUniqueGeek. Visit our listserv at listserv.theuniquegeek.com. This podcast is distributed under a Creative Commons share alike non-commercial license.